All right, let's do it. Five reasons I hate you. We do this every Friday before the Texans play.
I'm excited for this, Sean, because this is one I don't have the natural hatred for the Bears that I do for other teams like the, I don't know, off the top of my head, maybe the Colts. So, yes, you've got I'm very much looking forward to really building up some hatred for the Chicago Bears.
Good, good. And this is a, man, this is a meat and potatoes five reasons I hate you. I didn't have to go to the weird laws of a city, or, you know, like in Tennessee, they eat roadkill. This is a team.
They're not nearly as inbred in Illinois as they are in Indiana. So
in this part of Illinois. Southern Illinois is a little dicey. I mean, it butts up against, you know, Missouri and kind of Kentucky a little bit, and it's, you know, there's a little bit of waffle runoff into Illinois probably. But we can just go, man, I can just go five actual Bears employees right now. Five reasons I hate you. I don't even need to get you mad at the city and it's cold weather and it's all the things that go with Chicago. Number five, counting down, Matt Eberflus, the head coach. He looks like a pit boss at a casino. He's got his hair's kind of slicked back. He's really dorky. If you've watched Chicago Bears Hard Knocks during training camp, the visual of him walking around and dapping up guys before the game, like, he's such a nerd. And his his last name sounds like a decongestant. I don't like that either. Eberflus. It sounds like something.
Eberflam or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I get Eberflus over the counter, or do I need a prescription for Eberflus?
Uberflam.
Yeah.
That's what we'll call him. We'll call him Uberflam.
Yeah. And I don't think he's long for this world either. I just don't feel like I'm cool with
the coaching world or life in general.
No, just the coaching world.
He does look older than he's 54. I feel like he looks older than he's 54.
He's younger than me?
Yeah, he's 54. How old are you?
55.
I thought you were like my age. Okay, I didn't know you were old.
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of joke about being middle-aged, but I don't really. I'm really more like 36.
I don't feel 55, and people tell me I don't sound 55 either, which is good. Eberflus is young. Wow, okay. Well, that's, now I just feel sorry for him. I don't hate him. But, yeah, I don't think he's long for the coaching world. I think Eberflus could get on the chopping block here. But I just don't like his vibe. And I don't like his last name, Eberflus. Okay, so that's
Uberflam.
Number five, Uberflam.
Damn, Uberflam.
Matt Uberflam. Okay, now it's getting good. Reason number four, their GM, Ryan Poles, who never met a microphone or a reporter that was going to write about him that he didn't like. Ryan Poles, and let me preface this by saying, I think Ryan Poles has done a decent job. You know, he fleeced Carolina. I mean, good job fleecing Carolina. Yay. I mean, but you fleeced Carolina for the pick. They got Caleb Williams. As you point out many times, Seth, you could have just drafted C.J. Stroud, but okay. But I think generally speaking, he's done a decent job, but it's just annoying how much of a pub hound he is.
And he does a masterful job of these sap writers who want to write long think pieces. As long as you invite them into your office and treat them like actual human beings, these writers will write any damn thing about you.
Yes.
In a positive way. And ultimately, Sean, I don't know. I don't consume as much national media as a lot of people. Has anybody really been framing this as like, okay, this is Ryan Poles going up against a quarterback that he could have drafted? Like, Ryan Poles is getting all this praise heaped upon him for drafting, putting themselves in position to draft Caleb Williams.
No.
And he could have had Stroud. They could have been in year two of this process already.
That might be the best thing that happened to Ryan Poles, is that Carolina screwed it up so bad that they're the lightning rod for C.J. Stroud. Passing on C.J. Stroud criticism. Everybody heaps it on Carolina.
Right.
And they forget the fact that that wasn't even Carolina's pick originally. That was Chicago's pick originally. No, you're 100% right, A, in your take that they could have drafted C.J. Stroud, and B, that not enough people point to the fact that the Bears could have drafted C.J.
Well, and I'll just go back. The deep cut on this is, Sean, that he did attend my high school rival. Well, they used to be back when they were good at football.
You hated him already, yeah.
Yeah, like Victor has far surpassed Canandaigua in terms of their football prowess since I left. But Poles did go to a place where everybody knows kids from Canandaigua. Like, you can't trust them.
Yeah.
They're just dirtbags.
That's what I've learned.
Dirtbags, all of them. Were they pretty much demographically the exact same as us? Yes, but those kids were dirtbags.
Dirtbag. Yeah. Yes, they were.
that old high school hatred you get. That's when tribal behavior is at its best.
Yes.
This damn town that pretty much is exactly like us,
right.
but because of geography, these kids are dirt, man.
Middle dirt. Class, white, upper state New York, but they were the dirtbag ones.
Yeah.
So take that, Poles.
The Canandaigua Braves.
Yeah. Take that, Poles. Who's not white, by the way. So I guess, yeah, I'm just thinking out in the country, out in the sticks out there. Caleb Williams, number three. Reason number three. Caleb Williams. And it's not, I'm not going to go into this thing that some people do. Hey, he paints his nails and he carries a Gucci purse and this. I don't care. CJ Stroud probably carries a really nice bag that quarterbacks 25 years ago or 50 years ago would not have. These highly paid guys are fashionistas now. So I don't get upset about that with Caleb Williams. I still am upset of the visual of Caleb Williams jumping into the stands and crying into his mother's bosom after a loss in college last year. And mm-hmm. then like placing a shirt or an umbrella over his face or something so we can't see. Like he's some sort of perp walking into the courtroom and he's putting a coat over his head so we can't see his face.
Yeah.
That still bothers me. And I know people are going to say, I thought it was a cool, sensitive moment with a mother and a child. It was. It just didn't belong on a football. Like, you're going to be the first overall pick in the draft. Man up.
I don't know if even Laramie Tunsil could call Caleb Williams a dog. And Laramie doles that compliment out.
Yes.
To just anybody and everybody. You're a dog, and you're a dog, and you're a Caleb. We'll see.
Yeah,
okay. You're just going to hold on a second. There's no gift under your chair. Okay?
No. No.
There's not a little dog leash down there for you.
Yeah. So Caleb Williams, man, like, I just still can't get over that. Like, Caleb Williams crying into his mom's bosom.
Plus, let's not forget that he... At least reportedly, his management team was interested in getting ownership, ownership of whichever team he went to.
Oh.
So I don't think at this point, I don't think the Bears would be interested just yet. We'll see whether they're going to be tempted to give him 5% ownership of their franchise.
Yeah. I forgot. Great call, Seth. I forgot about that. All right, let's get to the last two. These are former Texans that are on the team. Who, when I've interacted with them personally, each of them, and I have before, they both seem like really, really nice individuals. But this is not a segment for the nice. Jacob Martin is on IR designated to return for the Chicago Bears. And people are like, why do you hate Jacob Martin? Like, he's part of the Clowney trade, so he's got that stink on him, whatever. No, Jacob Martin is the last active vestige of the worst gimmick in NFL history. Rock Boys. Rock Boys linebackers, when they'd get their occasional sack, getting down on one knee and all strumming the old banjo together out there. And it was so stupid. And Deshaun Watson joining in was cringy for me. I hated the Rock Boys. I liked them each individually as people. Collectively, you know how sometimes they say the whole is greater than the sum of its parts?
Yeah.
This is the whole being microscopically less than the sum of its parts. Jacob Martin, Whitney Merciless, couple other guys all seem like really nice dudes. Collectively, when they start strumming their air guitars, they sucked. I hated the Rock Boys.
This is the part is like one of them would do like the Pete Townsend windmill. And I'm like, and all I could do is like, listen, you look great, great, great musical artist, Pete Townsend, but not my football player. Okay. If you're going to choose of all the rock and roll guitarists that you might have chose, why Pete Townsend? Why? Why?
I don't think they know.
No, yeah.
That's
funny. Just felt like they might have been like the glam rockers or something,
yeah.
You know?
It was a bad game. Well, here's the thing. Like, none of them were great football players. Like, if you're, you know, like...
Well, no, when they started doing the cosplay on the way into the stadium, where they would dress up like their favorite anime characters, that was the part that really started getting annoying.
Well, that wasn't the Rock Boys. That was the inside linebackers. That was McKinney.
Oh, that's right.
And
that was
Cunningham. And Dylan Cole and those guys.
Good call. So
we had the Rock Boys, the cosplay crew, and the lunch pail crew. Remember that? Remember the lunch pail crew of the defensive linemen, the defensive tackles? It was, oh God, it was brutal.
Division champs, Brian.
Division champs. All that division for the champs, 19th Brian. Best defense in the AFC.
AFC South champs, Sean.
All right. It's true. It's true. We're getting a few texts reminding me of this. DeAndre Carter is on the Bears. Oh, funny you should say, Texter. Yes, DeAndre Carter is on the Bears.
Who's a big reason that the Bears pulled that win off despite a bad offensive performance. DeAndre Carter, very good.
He was very good. No, the Texans need to pay attention. But DeAndre Carter is number one on the five reasons to hate the Bears. And I shall remind you why right here. Let's go back to January of 2020. The Chiefs are beginning to mount a comeback here on the Texans. I believe the score is 24-14. Texans have been up 24-0. Chiefs have quickly put some points on the board. Kickoff to DeAndre Carter.
Here's Carter at the 1 yard line. Straight ahead. 5, 10, 15. Cuts right 20. And the ball is out. And the Chiefs got it. Thompson running left inside the 10, and he's down to the 8 yard line.
Oh my goodness.
Darwin Thompson, a running back, had the ball pop right into his hands, and the Chiefs have a first and goal.
That's the moment I felt they're losing this game. When the Chiefs made it 24-14, I'm like, all right, well, it was a little fluky. The Texans were up 24-0 in that game. They needed a block punt for a touchdown. They needed a 50-yard deep shot to Kenny Stills. A lot of the things that probably need to happen for the Bears to beat the Texans this weekend were happening for the Texans in that Chiefs playoff game. DeAndre Carter fumbling. And by the way, he had fumble issues as a returner before that. So that's what made it so infuriating.
That would be a little bit of come full circle if part of the loss for the Bears would include a DeAndre Carter fumble of some sort.
I want to say, I got to go back and look at the back of his football card. I want to say DeAndre Carter did fumble against the Texans in the last couple years in a game. I'll have to go back and look. I'll look during the break. But you're right. It would be poetic justice if it were to happen on national TV on Sunday night against the Bears.
DeAndre Carter, remember, he went on with your buddy Jim Rome and talked some smack about the Texans.
He did. Yeah, that's true.
That
that's right.
Also. Was he with the Chargers at the time?
I think he was with the Chargers at that time. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right, maybe he wasn't so nice then.
Jim Rome, we should send that audio to
No. You're thinking of Andre Roberts.
You're thinking of Andre Roberts.
Yep. Okay. Yep. And he was on the Chargers. Andre Roberts was.
What year would that have been? Like back in 2000?
That was the Cully year. That was Nick's first free agent that he signed. Trivia question.
It was Nick Caserio was the GM. Send that audio to Nick.
Because
Nick likes Jim Rome. I'm sure Nick heard it at the time. Nick knows that Rome's got to do what Rome's got to do. They're good buds now.
One thing I can promise you, Nick did hear it at the time probably.
Yeah.
Loyal listener. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Five reasons I hate you right there. Text in yours. Text in reasons. Someone mentions Jonathan Owens is on the Bears, too. I don't hate Jonathan Owens.
Text in any smack talk about Canandaigua, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to be back up there later this year during the bye week. I want to just go. I'm going to go through town with a megaphone.
Dude, you know what I'm most looking forward to? The many different ways people spell Canandaigua on the text page. Can't wait to see that.
It was Native American for the chosen spot.
Ah. A little trivia for you there. Payne and Pendergast with you. One big thing the Texans need to fix from last week's game against the Colts. Matt Burke was asked about it. How correctable is this? We will let you hear from Matt Burke and let you hear what it is coming up next.